Right. What fruit do we need? Do you want to go and get some fruit?
Yep.
Maybe get the pear and two bananas and something else. Can you get the pear?
Oh,
it's okay, bring them here. I'm going to go back and get the pear. Easy to carry, isn't it?
I can't take you best get your stool to stand on. Watch yourself a second. I just need to see in here. Can you just jump down a minute? Leave those things there, please. There's nothing in it. Okay.
One second.
Get it.
Well done.
Can I open it yet?
Okay.
I'm gonna check it out, aren't I?
No, it's alright, leave that, Rube. Move the thing more forward. Right. Yeah, I started it, you can open it now. Do you want to peel the bananas and then you can chop them with this knife. I'll sort this one out. Just leave that there. We don't need it right off, that'll do.
Can I lick it?
No.
I'll just leave it.
Lick it after we've done it, okay?
So chop the bananas?
No, you've got to peel them first.
Okay.
And I've washed our hands.
I didn't.
And what we're putting in our smoothies then, what fruit have we got?
Bananas, apple and plum.
No, that's a nectarine, that one. And a pear as well we've got.
Yeah, and a banana.
So how many different kinds of fruit is that?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Brilliant.
Let's just chop this one a bit more. It's still very clear, but...
Careful with the knife.
I will be. What is that?
That's the
pear.
Pear. Move it out.
What is that?
That's where it grows from. That's the middle bit.
Look, I'm doing good, aren't
I? Yeah, peel it a bit more. It's easier if you take all the skin off in one go.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, then I'll take it all off.
It's a bit messy, this. Do you think it's going to be nice?
Yeah.
You know what's inside these?
No. Stone.
Yes. Stone. We don't want to eat that bit, do we?
No.
Can't put that in your smoothie.
No. What if we had that in here?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be very good, would it?
Shouldn't we only need one banana?
We don't need that bit, do we?
Oh, yeah.
I found it in there anyway.
Scared of me.
Right, we've finished with the knife. What is that?
An apple.
Can I have a bite of it?
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Cut them into small pieces so we can get them all mixed up.
What about the yogurt?
Well, you can tip the yogurt in now. Tip it all in. Let's get that lid off. There you go, you tip that in here. Rebecca, tip that in.
You hold it and I'll pull it. It's nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be... Yay!
Right, so that's the natural yogurt. Now, can you put all the fruit in?
Come on. You know, I'm going to tell the teacher what we need. Ow! Slippy. We're nearly finished.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got the milk and the honey in.
Can I put the honey in?
Uh-huh.
You put that thing because it's so slippy.
There you go. Are you licking the honey on the spoon?
Yeah.
Now,
sticky, bicky,
you have to be careful because I've got to put the milk in.
I'm going to put the milk in too.
One second. Right, so you tip some milk in. Go with this. Now it's the noisy part.
That didn't take long, did it?
No, exactly. It doesn't take long and it's really good for you.
Can I pour it in?
Yep. Do it gently. Stop.
That's noisy for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stop. I'll get a drink too. Yummy.
Do you want a straw for it? Isn't that good?
Yeah.
And you made that yourself.
Yeah.
Well done.
You both made it.
I know, but you're drinking something that you made. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
How does it taste? We should make these every day, shouldn't we, when coming from school? That is good. Should we put that bit in the fridge for after dinner?
Yeah.
Yummy. Well done, you.
I can peel the fruits in.
We'll call Nanny in a minute and you can tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Your straw's a bit bent there, babe. That's better. Like it? Is your straw going to get blocked with fruit, do you think?
Strawberry. Do you want strawberry? Yeah. It's easy, that's it. She don't know who she was. I'm called Arabella Keller. Do you know that? That's what I'm called Arabella Keller Power. Actually, I'm called Mr. Clendon. You know what my first one is? Muff McClendon, Mr. Clendon. Right, so I put my hand in there with something in. With some two things in. Then I do that pill. I'm going to take the medicine to me. Without. Then. This back water is poison. A little thing of a tequila, a dead bird, a rubber bird, a fly. A little bit of a rainbow six. A rainbow seven, and a make one. Oh, you go off forever, and I'll see you later. 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 Yeah. I think he's got a butterfly. Right, butterflies, can I say one more hello? If you don't say hello, she's gonna go angry. She's gonna cry never, ever, never, never. Right, she's crying forever and ever. She don't want to come out of the room. But you know what you're noticing. She's gonna come out one more time. Not to go out of the room. So she's out there. This is never going to come out ever again. Yeah. This is never going to come out ever. I see that you can see her anyway. Anyway, you can smell her. Don't mind her. I want lips to go. You've got lips to go. You've got lips again. You've got lips. Every time we get this,
Boobs, do you want to get your hair, darling, so we can wash it?
Well, I'm playing butterfly.
Show me how you do that.
Okay, right. If I pretend there's children in the butter.
Yeah.
And if for being naughty, she won't come out ever again. So you've got to give her some food, and then shut the lid. And when the children have stopped, you pour the water out, and then you get the butterfly and you try and take it out. And if the children say, "Eve, look at the butterfly," she'll go straight back in.
Right.
Do you want to come and play it? Do you want to come and play it?
Yeah, I'll have a go.
Okay. Do you know the game?
You might have to explain to me again, because I didn't really understand.
You put some water in here, some children here.
Yeah.
When they're being naughty, the butterfly goes straight back in his den.
Oh, is that his den there?
Yeah, in here.
Is he good at swimming, the butterfly?
Yeah.
Is he?
You've got to get her out with scissors. Wait until you see her.
She's stuck.
No, she's not. I've got to get her out. Look at her.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Can I do it?
What is it?
It's called Butterfly, Where Are You? I want you to come out so I can say hello to you. If I'll be annoyed, then I'll just say shut up. So let me say shut up at me every time. That's game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I play it?
Is that the name of the game?
Yeah,
and
the
little
butterfly name is
Alabama.
The cat. Alabama. You know what? I've got a cat called Alabama.
Oh, it's Alabama.
I've got a cat called that.
Alabama.
Alabama, you can't say it like me. Alabama, that's how Lulu says it. That's how Lulu says it. Alabama, it's called Alabama. Gonna lick that toothpick off you. Am I better looking?
Yep.
Now.
Let's just give them that for a bit. Okay. And use your toothbrush, madam. Let me see if you've got a tooth in your mouth. And when you've done that, I'm going to do the electric one on your front ones, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then we've got to wash your hair because we've got to pop out, haven't we? Alabama. Alabama. Can you say that? We would brush them like that all around.
I'm lucky to stay up late tonight.
You are lucky.
Can I have some of that on? I'm drinking some water.
Don't drink the bath water.
It's
got bubbles in it. It's not clean, it's got your dirt in it. Don't, Ruby.
Do it one more time.
What's that thing that Nanny says about the teddy in the bath? Or he drank all the water.
No, I know. I put in a little teddy bear to warm a little swim. He drank.
Oh, I know. There was a little teddy bear. His name was Tim.
He put him in the bath to have a little swim. He drank all the water.
He ate
all the soap.
And
now he's in bed
with
bubbles in his throat. So we do it again. Right, let's do the teddy bear one. I know a different teddy bear song. So sing it, yeah.
There was a little teddy
bear. No, I know a different one.
Oh, yeah, go on.
There was a little teddy bear. His name was Tim. I put him in the bath to have a little swim. He drank all the water, he drank all the soap. Now he's in bed with bubbles in his throat. What do you think he's doing now in bed? Why is he doing nothing in bed? Why is he not reading a story or nothing? Why is he just lying in bed asleep?
It's a funny tale.
It isn't a tale, it's a song.
It's a funny song, whatever it is.
You know, Rod, Daddy's in the sky because somebody killed her.
Well, it's not nice to talk about things like that, Ruby.
See, it is.
I know, but we shouldn't talk about things like that. We should talk about nice things, really. It's not nice to keep saying those kind of things, Ruby. Why don't we talk about nice things? What nice things can you think of? Well, we're going swimming with Mammy. We'll go to London now. And Grandma will be back off holiday next week. They're nice things, aren't they?
Yeah.
We're going to go and see Grandad tomorrow. And we're going to go to a festival soon.
Which festival?
Not sure yet. But you'll like it. You know when we were in London and we went to that thing and there was the beach in the middle of the grass and the kids area. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're going to go to, something again like that. But this time, let's hope it doesn't rain. Maybe not in London this time, maybe somewhere else.
The little bridge is falling down. Let me just sing the Lady Bridge. The bridge is falling down.
The bridge is falling down on Saturday. My fair lady.
Yeah, that's it. The bridge is falling down. The bridge is falling down. On my lady. I know a different song about when the bridge. When the bridge is falling down. When the bridge is falling down. On my lady. Why is my lady falling over? Why do you see now? She went on the bridge to Waverly. You are. Nancy, you know what it's going to say. Something we do doing. Me know what to do,
Well, I want you to wet your hair, really, because we've got to go out in a minute.
in a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know what's my ear yet.
You've got to.
I wanna wash it when we get back.
No, because that'll be too late and you'll be asleep.
Well, what if I wash it tomorrow?
You can see how dirty it is. I would like you to wash it, really.
No.
Let me see. Hang on. All right, might do for one day.
Okay.
Okay. Have a wash. Wash your body then with your yellow soap. Squeeze it.
Yes.
Squeeze it all out.
Where's the oil?
What oil?
The oil for your body.
That's for after your bath.
Is it? Can I put it on after my bath?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, bye.
Bye.
I want to get out now.
Yeah. Have you washed your body yet?
Yeah.
Right, I'm coming to check. It better be clean. You've not even washed your body.
Yeah.
Go on, you wash it with the yellow.
Look, I can balance on it.
Go on, while I watch you, wash it on the yellow.
What's this?
Don't do that again because you just splashed all over the floor.
Only one more time.
One more.
Okay. It's going to be really funny. I didn't do it then, it was only a little splash. Okay. Oh, I can't do it. What's this? Okay, I'm gonna balance on this. I'm gonna balance on this now.
Last one, this room.
What?
Last one.
Okay. Look at my foot. Look at my foot.
Oh yeah, it doesn't look like a clean foot to me.
Why?
It doesn't look like it's been near any soap or a flannel. I'm going to come and check. Right, I'm nearly ready. I'm coming to check. I'm coming to check.
You're not.
I will.
You're not.
If I see any dirty feet or any dirty bum bums, there'll be trouble.
There will be. Get this off. Let's get this now. Get out the bag!
Right, I'm coming to check now for dirty feet. I'm coming, I'm coming!
Monkey. Do you know the song fair? To see the
Stand up a second.
To see the fair. I want What's in that bag?
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. All your drawings are off, yeah. Right, stand up so I can do one quickly and then we can go. The later it gets, Ruby, we won't be able to go and we want to count, so stand up. And those legs. Right, sit down and wash it off. Right, that's enough, come on. Get some gym jams.
I don't
want to get
my gym jams yet.
Well, it's night time, you've got to. We can't go out unless you get your gym jams on because you'll be asleep by the time you come back.
I won't. I don't want to put my gym jams on when
I'm going to compromise with you.
What?
You can put a tracksuit on.
I want to put that t-shirt on that I was wearing first.
It's soaking. It's in the back, it's soaking, Ruby. Right, well, we just won't go. You're going to be like that. Go and have a look. It's soaking. It's absolutely soaking wet. Let me find you something. Ruby, I found you something. Ruby, I found you something.
What?
Oi! Talk to me like that. Do you want to wear that? With your jeans?
Not with my jeans.
Yeah, you wear it over your jeans and it keeps you warm. That's what I'm wearing, Ruby. I'm wearing jeans with a long thing. Do you want to match me? Right, well, come on then.
With them silver suits?
Yeah, exactly, see. I'm looking after you. So come on then, get yourself dry. Wear that furry coat as well because it seems like it's cold outside for some reason. Are you drying yourself? Ruby? What? Right, you dry?
Yeah. Why are you not hurrying up?
I am hurrying up. Thank you. Jane, sorry. Children you can't see.
Blind children?
Yeah. Some children that are blind, and that means that they can't see through their eyes like you can. Right, do you want them like that? I'll fold it up.
Hang on. Mummy, when you put them on for me.
Can you not do it yourself?
No.
Should we bring the silver one to match your shoes?
No.
Go get your body warmer then. There it is.
Yeah.
Is that going to be enough for later? Are you going to be warm enough? Right, come on then, let's do one. Shut that window. Thank you.
Do you want that cool one? Do you want to deliver?
Right, let's go.
You don't have to bring up your babies.
What are you saying? Don't sell my knee. I'm eating cereal. Yeah, come get, come sit with me. Come on.
Hold tight.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, blah. Oh. Or do you want to feed yourself?
You feed me like a baby.
Okay, baby. Goo goo gaga. Easy cereal, baby. Move forward. There we go. There we go, baby. Can you hear it? Let's put some fresh ones in the milk and then we'll go. Snap, crackle, pop.
Get all these ones down.
Oh, that's a big pop. There we go. Is that nice, baby? So everyone gets to wear their own clothes today at school. Wear bright for sight. You have to take a pound in your pocket to get to the charity. Okay. How much money do you think they'll raise? Guess. Yes.
You know, for the blind children.
Yeah. Do you know what blind means?
What?
You know, it's the children that can't see like you and me. Some of them can see a tiny bit, some of them can't see anything. So when they look out their eyes, you just close your eyes. That's all they see. Nothing. Or little bits, you know, that little. Close your eyes, see if you can see my hand. Close your eyes. See my hand moving through your eyes. That's all some of them can see. We're very lucky, aren't we? Looking at what we can see.
I shouldn't talk about blind children.
Why?
Because...
That's what the school's raising money for. It's best that you know what you're taking your pound for, isn't it?
How do you get blind?
Some children are born like that. Other people can't hear stuff. You know, like when you can hear music, or when you watch your cartoons and you can hear the sound and the singing, they can't hear.
Not from far away.
They can't hear anything, some people. That wouldn't be nice, would it?
If they were far away and you watched the telly.
No, even if they sat right in front of it, some of them can't hear it. Yeah, you drink the rest now, because that's going to be easier.
No.
Yeah. It's going to take all day if I do that.
Please.
Okay.
Can you hold it?
Because you said please.
Can I hold it?
No. Yeah. Your hair back.
Making the noise.
No, it's finished now. Ruby, it's going to take too long to feed you like that. Drink
it. I just saw the bumpy, like, caterpillars.
Did you? Lift it up like that. Move the spoon. That's the best way to do it.
And my pajamas, because I'm not in my dresses yet.
Yeah. Got to brush your hair today, Mrs.
And we'll have to wash it tonight.
Yeah, we will. Going to Grandad's tonight with Leah and Tony.
No.
And then you know me and you are going to stay tonight, but she won't be there.
Yeah.
We're going to stay at Grandma's.
Winter's not going to be there.
Yeah, because you know where Grandma is, don't you? France. Only one there. Can I get it and then I'll leave you alone? Got two, babe.
I can't go on to two.
Okay. Should we get you dressed then? Your nice clothes with your leg warmers? Baby cakeys? Come on then.
This is my spotted dog.
Come on, let's go and get you dressed.
That's my spotted dog.
He's lovely. So soft and furry. Or if you get them so cold, right, sit up then so I can get you ready. We are the coughing people.
And there are my socks gone.
Here we go. Can you sit up properly for me, please?
I'm going to do it like this.
Oh, we need to cut your nails later. You've got to come to my beauty salon later. Look at them. Right, come on. No, Ruby, can you sit up, darling? Because it's going to be really hard and take ages to get you ready like this. Come on, up.
Marvin was laying down.
Yeah, well, you're not Marvin, you're Ruby, and you've got to get ready for school. So you can't mess around. You're a bigger girl.
I don't want to use
that one. Right, pants off, babe. Come on.
I want you to pull the muffin and I'll do the rest. Please not freeze it. I need a wee.
Courtney.
Can you say clack?
Can I say what?
Clack.
Clack?
Yes.
I found two rabbits in the floor for you.
Wow. That one's ears bent over.
Yeah, don't matter.
Right, see there, we'll get your skirt on. Shiny rabbits.
Why is my top just like that?
What do you mean?
Like,
arms up.
Like,
I just put it there.
I don't want
it. Beautiful, this top. Look, see the flowers.
I want it with my sleeves.
You've got this cardigan to go over it. The ties, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Okay.
Right, turn around so I can fasten the button and then we can put your cardigan on.
I'm not going to take it off.
Yeah, I wouldn't take this off today because it doesn't look very warm. I'd keep this cardigan on all day long. And your leg warmers will keep your legs warm. Right, do you want me to fasten it or not? Yeah.
What are you going to fasten it in?
Into a little bow. Like this. That's how ballerinas have theirs. There you go. Now leg warmers, sit next to me.
I'm good for you doing this, aren't I?
You're being very good today now, yeah? Because you didn't want to get up at first, did you? But now you're being good.
Should I get my legs really warm?
Yes. We've got coughs. Right, so let's go and get your jelly shoes then out your room.
Yeah.
And then we'll do your hair as well.
Cat.
Oh. Right, sit down next to me.
There you go, I can put them on myself. See ya.
Make sure you tie them tightly so that they don't fall off you.
I will. Don't look.
I won't. I'll brush your hair while you do that. Sit up a bit more. Make it all smooth. Smoothie. You managed?
Yep, done it.
I think you need a slide in your hair today.
Just keep it Why?
Out. Just keep it out of your eyes. Find you one. Ruby, did you get do you want to ponytail in or not today?
Yeah.
Yeah, slide in. Do you want this yellow belt on?
I
can like it. Is that tight enough for school? Do you want it a bit tighter?
No, I'd like it like that because every time I do it tight, it always tights me in, like.
Oh, okay.
That tight, so.
Does it press in?
Yeah, so I just want it loose a bit. A bit like that.
Okie dokie.
So keep your tail warm.
That'd be nice.
I would just leave leggings on and just go out with leggings on.
Would you?
Yeah.
Right, you ready to do your teeth now?
No.
In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring the electric toothbrush in here and I'm going to really clean those front ones for you. Right, go look like that, say R.
Just let me do this a minute. Let me do this.
Okay. Wait, no, don't, because it's going to drip. Okay.
Don't
want to
go.
No, I've got that. Oh dear. We need a drink of water in a minute after this. Oh, what's happened here? Open. My batteries must have gone. Still, a minute. Okay, go in the bathroom a bit so you don't get any on your clothes. Doesn't work, darling, the batteries have gone. Have to recharge them. Go on then, let's go in the bathroom. Come on, darling.